Truth and goodness are immortal. Truth and goodness are immortal. We cannot think of truth in a relative term and say it's immortal, and we cannot say that goodness in a relative term is immortal. But do truth and goodness exist in the eternal, in the absolute? Do truth and goodness exist in the immortal? Truly, truth and goodness only exist in the immortal. They only exist in the absolute. They only exist in the allness. Because truth cannot be changed, cannot be altered. It cannot be said one moment it's a little bit of truth or a lot of truth. It cannot be done in that manner because it just doesn't work that way. How does truth work? Truth is the ideal situation, the ideal beingness, the ideal love, the ideal joy, the ideal awareness. Now, when you are aware of being divine, you are very special. You're very special indeed because when you're aware of being divine, you are the ideal self that you are. You are the ideal cause that stands before all things. And when you are this ideal cause that stands before all things, then you are the totality of whatever that may be. Now, it's not a matter that it's something that is a part of truth, or sort of truth, or true sometimes, but it is true all the time. Whatever is truth is true all the time. And because it's true all the time, it is going to be immortal. It's going to be eternal. It's going to be everlasting. Now, can you think of a true thing? Well, you might say, you look at the ideal. Is there an ideal man? Well, we have the ideal of an ideal man. We say that an ideal man consists of these components and consists of these operating things. But when we think of the ideal man, when we think of the truth of what a man is, we do not think of him becoming it. We do not think of him developing this. We think of him being it, representing it and expressing it in every area of his being. It's not a matter that he's going to be more wonderful, or he's going to have full muscle control. He's going to have every organ, action, function of his body operating in a beautiful way. It's that when you have the true man, when you have the ideal man, that ideal man is that right now, is the fulfillment of whatever the ideal man is, of whatever man is supposed to be. Now, you have an ideal car. Well, is there such a thing as an ideal car? Can we conceive of an ideal car? Not really. A car is always changing. A car is always being something different. It's being something that's modified and something that's updated and improved and done things to. A man is not that way. A man is a concept that is ideal. And it's not evolving as a man. It's not becoming a man. And it's not changing from an evolutionary past to a perfect present. The ideal man always stands there. Now perhaps the ideal car also stands there. The ideal car may well be that which already exists. But do we have the awareness to be aware of the ideal car? Well, in truth, do we have the awareness to be the ideal man? Do we have the awareness to be the ideal beingness? Is the ideal man subject to earthly conditions? No. Is the ideal man subject to anything in the world? The truth about the ideal man is the ideal man transcends all physical, all temporal, all that might be or may be and is. But in the true man exists totally, perfectly, wonderfully now and forevermore. Truth means it is something that is not changing. Truth means that it's something that stands forth as a concept, as the ideal concept. What is the truth about you? Are you a beautiful being? Are you whole and perfect? Are you the ideal person? Are you the ideal man? Are you the ideal woman? Are you the ideal expression of a human being? Well, a human being, as long as we use that term, is not true, because it is constantly changing. The divine being is never changing. The divine being is always and the same. Always the same, no matter what it is. It's always the ideal being. You cannot compare the ideal being to anything that exists or that it appears to be, because it never fulfills the fulfillment of what an ideal being really is. Truth and goodness are immortal. Why do we say that goodness is immortal? Well, when we think that which is for our highest and best, are we thinking of that which is for our highest and best on the earthly plane? Or do we think that which is for our highest and best in eternally, forever and ever and ever? That which is for our highest and best, does it have any limitations to it? Does it have any feeling to it that it is less than perfect at any point along the way? And it doesn't. That's why we can say truth and goodness are immortal. We say truth and goodness live forever, express forever, are divinely here forever, and wonderfully here forever, because that's what it's all about. When we go around prattling the word truth and we say, the truth shall set you free, the truth is this and the truth is that, we haven't the vaguest idea what truth really means. Truth really means that which is our ideal self. And for us to be aware of what our ideal self is quite a challenge. It's quite a wonderful opportunity for us to be alert and aware of what our real self is. And do you know what your real self is? Do you know that self of you that is more beautiful, more complete, more whole than anything could be? Can you look at anyone and say that is the true being? Can you look at any incident and say that is goodness? Goodness doesn't refer to an incident. Goodness is the universality of what all is. All is good. And very good. This is how the divine pronounced all things in the beginning. It created all things and called all things that it created good and very good. Now, have we ever seen it since that first moment of creation? Have we ever seen goodness? Have we ever seen the ideal? Have we ever seen the wonderful quality of truth from that point? Ever? Or is it something that we may be able to come to only when we enter into the divine? The Buddha, when he moved into his experience, when he moved into his bliss, he moved into it not because of what he was, but because of what is. He didn't move into something he was, he moved into something that exists. Truth exists. Goodness exists, and he moved into that truth and that goodness, and that is what he knew, and that is what he experienced, and that is the immortality of all of us. And when we enter into that state of immortality, we enter into that state of goodness, what are we doing? What we're doing is we're knowing the truth about ourselves. Know the truth, and it shall set you free. It shall open all the avenues of understanding for you. It'll open up all the doorways of life for you and for me. And we will know the ideal. We will know the everlasting. And we will be in bliss. You can be in bliss today. For truly you are in bliss today. It's just a matter of you taking a moment and listening within and saying, I am the truth. I am goodness. I am the allness of life. And I like me I like me, I like me. And I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.